I think it's a step in the right direction. It means that the heads of state of ECOWAS have heeded the advice of the only surviving founding father of ECOWAS, General Gohan, who had counseled and given his advice that at this point it would be wise to remove most of the sanctions in order to create relief for the suffering population of Niger, and also to create an atmosphere for dialogue to resolve the political crisis in the country.
You had appealed and hoped that ECOWAS would lift sanctions on Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. Are you disappointed by sanctions being lifted only on Niger?
Actually, the sanctions have been lifted on Niger because the other countries were not facing the same level of sanctions. As a matter of fact, Burkina Faso, there were no sanctions except the normal political sanctions of suspending a country where a coup has occurred. And that is standard sanctions of ECOWAS and of African Union.
Mr. Chambers, you are now the African High Representative for Silencing the Guns in Africa. Having dealt with conflicts in West Africa, how best do you think Africa can overcome these many conflicts that are currently raging on the continent?
My current role as AU High Representative for Silencing the Guns is what has made me to speak up in support of General Gohan's call to find a diplomatic solution to the current crisis in Niger, in Burkina Faso, in Mali. Speaking of the Sahel countries, their major existential threat right now is violent extremism and terrorism. We need to engage them, ECOWAS, the African Union, in seeing how they can be helped to fight against the terrorists, regain territories controlled by the terrorists, allow the millions of people who are displaced to return to their homes, and work with them for the restoration of constitutional democratic governance. Because at the end of the day, it is only through democratic governance in which the people truly choose their leaders that we can have sustained peace and tackle the challenges facing West Africa and indeed even Africa. And so I'm glad that ECOWAS has made this gesture. It is my hope that the three countries will respond favorably to this ECOWAS gesture so that collectively the challenge of terrorism can be taken up strongly. The challenge of economic development, poverty, can be tackled through regional integration and trade, and also the governance issues. They should not be underestimated. They are equally important. We have to improve governance in Africa and work to stabilize democratic systems across our continent.